Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Just a few words, and I can tell you sound great.
My strength is back to normal. My speech is almost normal. The only residual problem is increased weakness of the left foot. But other than that, I'm doing well.
Wonderful. And I understand that you are at the clinic right now in Springfield, Missouri.
Yes.
That is wonderful. Well, Dr. Shealy, you and I have been broadcasting about darn close to, we're on our year number 11. And you are the longest-running broadcaster, instructor, senior instructor at USA Prepares. And I just want to say thank you. It's been delightful. Every time we broadcast, I have a grin on my face. And I just want to say thank you.
Well, it's fun. You know, I enjoy it.
I'm so glad. You know, Dr. Shealy, I wanted to ask you, I have a number of your books, and I've got one in front of me. It's The Complete Family Guide to Alternative Medicine, an Illustrated Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. And that is one of my favorite books of yours. What is your favorite book that you've written?
Well, my favorite is Conversations with G, A Physician's Encounter with Heaven. You know, every book I write is personal. I mean, it's me putting my thoughts in a different format.
And can you describe how the mechanics of writing a book? Because, as you know, I am struggling writing a book, and I have notes from 11 years of broadcasting. I've got these spiral-bound notebooks all piled up with my notes from the classes we've been teaching. I have notebooks filled with tips, things that I do differently from other people, things that I've learned that I think work better. You know, I'm talking about plumbing, electrical, wiring, heating, roofing, farming, you know, all kinds of topics. And so I'm putting this together. I'm getting closer and closer all the time. But what are the mechanics that you use? Because I think you've got a much better way than I have.
Well, I have an idea. You know, most of the time I have a title. If not a cliff title, a general overview of what I want to do. And I write an outline. The first thing I do is, in order of importance to me as I think it at the moment, I just write a sentence or two of outline chapter after chapter.
Okay, so your outline is a sentence or two for each chapter of your book.
Yeah.
And then you flesh it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're fleshing it out, are you at the keyboard? Are you talking into a microphone? Or are you writing it by hand?
Keyboard.
Okay. Now, do you think that is the most efficient way to write a book? Because I'm not really... Yeah?
For me, it's the most efficient way.
Okay. Were you trained in typing skills, or is that something you taught yourself?
No, not a word. Until I got my first computer about, I don't know, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for me, when I was in high school, typing was something that was for secretaries. That's
right.
That's what girls did. And I don't mean to be sexist, but that's just the way it was.
Right. I agree.
And so typing was not manly. Now everybody types. But so I really wasn't formally trained on the keyboard and how to maximize, using the keyboard.
I never had a lesson.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of hunt and peck, and I know where the keys are, but it's not anywhere near as fast as Mrs. Finelli could type.
Well, okay. Right.
Okay. So
I would not enter a typing contest.
Okay. So I was wondering about that, and Gwen, if I was thinking about, gosh, we have there are a high percentage of authors here at USA Prepares as instructors. We've got, of course, you, and then we have Rich Sheban, who wrote a book, One Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in New York, in Montana, from New York City to Montana. It's on Amazon. You can look that up. Rich Sheban, S-C-H-E-B-E-N. And then Gwyneth Isaacs has written 3 books and published them. They're on Amazon as well. Captain John Reagan has written a book, The Financial State of the Union, and Rick Miller, he's written a number of books, and so I'm struggling. I'm absolutely determined to do this, and I was thinking this morning about some of the chapters, and so we've done, Dr. Shiller, you and I have been broadcasting longer on USA Prepares, more hours than any other 2 people. And going on 11 years, and I have notes from all of those interviews I have from 11 years ago. And I was wondering if it would be okay with you if I wrote a chapter and titled it something like Broadcasting with Dr. Norman Shealy, M.D., and put in some of the things that you and I have talked about. Would that be okay with you?
Of course.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what I'm thinking about are things like, including the recommendations you had for me to regain my health, things that we've talked about with living longer, feeling better, getting rid of baggage when, anger and when people do bad things to you and just not carrying that around because, it's a real burden and it can put a damper on everything. And so those are the kinds of things that I'm talking about, your optimal health recommendations, my experience with the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device, scalar energy, changing my diet, getting away from the white stuff, sugar and flour and wheat, etc., and rice. Those are the kinds of things that, generally speaking, I'm talking about.
And they're good for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I want to put it in the book, because the book that I'm writing is kind of it's not just preparedness, it's lifestyle, it's how to do things, it's leaving behind the job and all the stresses of the job, what it takes, dinner meetings with the family, carrying the ladder, putting Mrs. Finelli up in the front end loader, the bucket of a front end loader. And putting her on the roof and saying, here's the paintbrush, and you're all set. I'll be back. I'm not kidding. So those are the things I was thinking of. That's wonderful. Dr. Shiller, I was doing a little bit of research with about John D. Rockefeller. I got an email, and it spurred me on. That guy was the first billionaire in probably the world's first billionaire, and he just skinned everybody. He took advantage, and he was a one man plague,
and a scourge.
yeah, and
totally
go ahead.
Dishonest.
Yeah, and so in the late 1800s, he was in the oil business, and he made a fortune. He got together with Andrew Carnegie, and so we have there are buildings like Rockefeller Center, Carnegie Mellon. We have the Carnegie Institute. And those two guys got together with a few other buddies, wealthy buddies. And as I've learned, they decided they were going to change education because they felt that we had some of the most educated people in the world. Everybody was able to, back in the 1800s, we had a population that knew how to do a lot of things. We were really inventive. We made machines. And those two guys figured that, and a few other buddies, figured that there were too many smart people, too many people who knew how to do things, too many people. Yeah. And they wanted to make us dumber so that we could be the labor pool for them exploiting and controlling everything and making greater and greater riches. Is that what you've learned through your studies as well?
Absolutely. No question.
Okay. And so they got involved with education and helped nationalize the dumbing down of the United States of America.
Yep.
So if you, class, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding about this. So if you look at some of the machinery that we manufactured here in the United States back, let's say in the late 1800s, if you look at that, you look at the typewriter, you look at the sewing machine, these are incredibly complex, sophisticated pieces of artwork that and science. It, absolutely magnificent. If you look at
Please
flesh out what you're saying.
Well, he hired Flexner to do a report, tainted, of course, but they closed the only homeopathic hospital in the country. They closed a number of medical schools, and essentially they fomented the beginning of the American Medical Association with their controls.
Right. That's what I read as well. And so what they did, class, literally what they did was they took medicine and turned it into allopathic medicine. And as a result, what medical doctors through their training learn about nutrition takes up one day. Is that right, Dr. Shealy, about one day?
It's that. I don't think I had a whole day in my 4 years in medical school.
Mm-hmm. And they turned holistic medicine into allopathic medicine, and they were always trying to figure out how they could dumb us down, how they could turn us into, you know, a human worker pool, and use the oil from Rockefeller Standard Oil Company in everything. And
yep.
Literally, the big pharma is a derivative of the oil industry. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. I don't call it pharmacomafia for nothing.
Right. And then what they did was, that wasn't enough. They had to poison the whole world. So they went to foreign countries, Europe, Pakistan, and they got in bed with the United States government. I guess they bribed and threatened people to make decisions to use government funding, and we'd help the poor. We'd help the poor countries feed themselves. And we'll talk about that when we come back. You won't believe it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, class, medical doctor. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Dr. Shealy. And we've been broadcasting together for over 10 years, going on year number 11. And we're talking about poor countries and what happened under developed countries. And what happened was these guys, we're talking about Carnegie, we're talking about Rockefeller, we're talking about Standard Oil, we're talking about the bankers, and they got together and they decided that they were going to help at least produce the illusion they were going to help lift poor countries out of poverty. That's what they told us. That's what they told us through the media. And so they decided that they'd help them with seeds and they'd help them with modern farming techniques, tractors and all those kinds of things. Because before that, they were using ox and, manual labor, doing it the hard way. And so we introduced them to, John Deere type tractors and, red tractors and green tractors and et cetera. And seeds and spraying equipment and fertilizer, which is made from petroleum, and their crops took off like it was unbelievable. It was a boon. Everything was great for a while. And then what these farmers found out was they had to pay royalties for the crops because of the GMO seeds. And when our country was done with these poor nations, we destroyed their agriculture business because we depleted the land of fertility, we destroyed the biome, and the farmers went bankrupt and killed themselves, many of them, because they couldn't afford the machinery, the seeds, the fertilizer, etc., that they didn't need before. So when we were done with them, they were in worse shape than before we got there. Dr. Shealy, your comments, please.
I don't know anything government's ever done well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, Dr. Shilley, do you disagree with anything that I said about how they, you know, I gave a very quick...
No, it's a fact. Mm-hmm. The are facts on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. So, class, literally what we've done... They, meaning the rich, and you've been reading that the rich are getting richer, like every day through this pandemic. And what has happened in the past is the same playbook. It is using government and big business to take and take and take from the little people. And one of the things that's being done are these mandates. You will get your vaccination. If you want to go to a restaurant or a ball game or you want to get on the subway or a bus, you will take these vaccinations. Well, it's the same. It's taking from everybody. And that's what these guys have been doing all along. As a matter of fact, there's a story about General Motors. You know, you wonder why in the United States, we don't have a real high-speed rail line other than Amtrak. Other countries have high-speed rail, and they use it every day. You wonder why we don't have electric vehicles. You know, like instead of cabs and buses in the cities, how come we don't have trolleys, you know, electric trains to go up and down? We have subways, but how come they're not above ground? That's because General Motors and Firestone got together with Standard Oil, and they figured, okay, we can sell gasoline and diesel to run on the buses. We can sell Firestone tires for the buses, and General Motors can make the buses. And so very quietly, General Motors started another company, and they bought up the city rail lines, the trolleys, and they took them out of service, and they put them in a graveyard. They put the trolleys in a... Literally, that's what happened. That's why we don't have it. General Motors did that, along with Big Oil, Standard Oil, and Firestone. Dr. Shilley, you know that story, right?
Oh, absolutely, all the way.
Guys, mm-hmm. I'm not making this up. So these companies that you think are, you know, boy, electric cars. We had electric cars, but there were electric cars before there were gasoline-powered cars.
I remember one of my teachers in the second grade had an electric car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't go very far, but, you know, you could plug them in, charge them, and, you know, get back and forth. Same problem we have today. They don't go very far, but they worked, and they were real simple. And they were pretty efficient. And then we bring in the nuclear age. And let's talk a little bit about that, class, because... Since we entered the atomic age, we have polluted the entire planet, top to bottom, left to right, east to west, north to south.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Until the tanks are actually moving, the planes are actually flying, the bombs are actually dropping, we're going to do everything we can with diplomacy and with deterrence and dissuasion to get President Putin to reverse the decision that we believe he's made.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CNN over the weekend, holding on to hope a war can be averted in the Ukraine by Russian forces. That glimmer of hope for the goal was announced last night by French President Emmanuel Macron. He and the White House confirmed in principle to a meeting meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as long as he holds off on launching an assault on Ukraine. U.S. officials warn violence appears increasingly more likely. Details for the meeting will be worked out Thursday if Russia does not invade its neighbor. The country of Australia reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years on Monday. Australia's border shut to most non-residents in March of 2020 as the pandemic spread across the world. We are USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Russia continues to move troops along its border, posturing for an invasion into their neighbor Ukraine, some U.S. lawmakers say now is the time to impose sanctions. Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz on Fox News says Biden becoming president is the best thing that could have happened for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Last month, I forced a vote in the United States Senate on sanctions on Nord Stream 2. Every single Democrat in the Senate had voted for my sanctions legislation twice previously. So ironically, while at the same time they were calling the filibuster a Jim Crow racist relic from the past, that same day they were filibustering to protect Russia and Putin, and 44 Democrats gave in to political pressure from the Biden White House. They voted in favor of Russia against sanctions. The president of Ukraine, the prime minister of Ukraine, the president of the Ukrainian parliament all explicitly said, if you want to stop this invasion, sanction Nord Stream 2. Joe Biden becoming president is the best thing that ever happened, tragically, for Vladimir Putin.
February 15th, an explosion on the sun extended millions of kilometers into space. The coronal mass ejection was not directed at Earth. In fact, it was traveling away from Earth, and scientists say we're lucky. Spacecraft not dedicated to solar science felt its blast. The BepiColombo mission, currently in the vicinity of Mercury's orbit, detected a massive increase in the readings from electrons, protons, and heavy ions with its radiation monitor. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Watch it. No, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Black day. I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Nora Sheely is with us, medical doctor. And Dr. Sheely, as we remember, in 1986, actually in April of 1986, there was a meltdown, Chernobyl, in the former Soviet Union.
Right.
And this reactor, when it melted down, did a lot of damage. There was a guy who was documenting, he was given permission to fly over the area with a black and white film camera and document, you know, the cleanup. And they found that the film had been damaged. They thought, something's wrong with this film. And it really wasn't the film. It was the radiation in the air that went through the metal box of the camera, through the airplane, you know, through the glass, through the metal skin of the airplane, etc., through the camera, and damage the film. So what we've learned is right now there is radioactivity, man-made radioactivity, everywhere across the entire globe, no matter where you go, the North Pole, the South Pole, no matter where you go, no matter what island you go to, there's radiation that we have caused, we have released through our infinite stupidity. And so this radiation, Dr. Shuli, what do you think is the effect on the human body? You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't feel it.
Increased cancer, earlier death, weakened immune system, you know, overall nothing good, not one good outcome from nuclear energy.
And some people think that it's the cleanest form of energy, but the problem is there is no way of safely dealing with the exhaust, and that's my euphemism for the byproduct. There's no good use for it. And so what the military has done, governments have done, they said this stuff is so heavy, you know what, we can package this in projectiles, and we can shoot these really heavy projectiles and do a lot of damage, and that's called depleted uranium. So that's what they do with it, and they litter other countries, foreign countries, with depleted uranium that we blast out of cannons and bombs and shells. That's what we do with it. And it is dangerous for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. We won't live long enough for this depleted uranium to become benign. Any comments, Dr. Shuli?
Well, it's the greatest poison in the history of the world.
And we did it.
Yeah.
And we did it.
And
it's not the sun.
We can't avoid it. There's no place you could go to avoid it.
Right. So, and we have people who think that they've been brainwashed. I'm talking about the GDP. They think that nuclear energy is the salvation. It seems to me, I'd love to hear your comment on this, Dr. Shuli.
Well, salvation, it's the destruction. Period.
Yes. Yes. And the only answer that I can think of, and it's just plain old common sense, which I think is pretty rare right now. The only answer is use less energy. Use less, be more efficient with it, and use less of it so you don't have to pollute as much while you're making the energy. Because there is no energy that I can think of, none, not one watt, not one microwatt of energy that is generated that doesn't cause some kind of pollution,
yeah.
Even with solar panels. So
all the way.
Yeah, and you know, Dr. Shuli, just traveling through Springfield, Missouri, I remember 16 years ago, it was a more calm place. Now they're building. It's like, oh, what are they building all this stuff for? More infrastructure, more roads, more overpasses, more traffic circles, more traffic lights, more power lines, more digging up the roads, more everything. Why? Why? Can't we be happy with less? Can't we be happy? Can't we be happy with buying less stuff? Does Christmas have to be a bonanza? Why can't it be back to family and religion rather than annual present exchange day?
Well, you know, the world has gone crazy, and it's gone crazier in the last year than any time in history.
I'm reading stories about, you know, people standing waiting for the subway, and then some guy comes behind and pushes a person right in front of the train tracks and gets them killed. I'm seeing people walking down the street, videos of people walking down the street, and, you know, a senior citizen's just standing there, man or woman, and just gets sucker punched, knocked out, and killed. I saw a video yesterday of a guy who was getting off a bus. And this person behind was annoyed. This is a senior citizen. He's trying to get off the bus. She shoves him right off the highest level of the bus platform, down the two steps, does a face plant right on the road and dies. There's no need for any of this stuff. We can't wait. We have to cut in line. I've never seen anything like this in my entire life either, Dr. Shirley. Do you have a feel for what's causing it? Are people on prescription medications that's making them crazy? Did they quit the prescription medication because they can't afford it anymore? Is that making them crazy? Is it the electromagnetic radiation? Is it the lousy food? Is it television's programming them to do all these weird, dangerous things to other people? Do you have a feel for what it is?
It's part of the whole insanity. Period. It starts with the government.
I agree. And, you know, we never lost a war in the United States until we had a Pentagon. We never became so dumb as a nation until we had the Department of Education, the federal government Department of Education. Dr. Shirley, I remember going to the Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia Department of Education. I was asked by a school system to go there and learn what kind of computers we should deploy and what kind of software we should use, etc. And I went to this seminar. It was held by the Department of Education, Commonwealth of Virginia. And this was in the early 1990s. I couldn't believe how dumb they were. And these are the highest paid people. And they were saying, you know, well, what you should really be doing is using WordPerfect, a DOS-based application, and that's what we should be teaching our children. That was the dumbest thing I ever heard of, or one of them, because it didn't have a graphical interface. It was hard to use. It was cumbersome. It was character-based. It was just dumb. And I didn't take any of their advice, and I went with, you know, a graphic user interface type word processing, spreadsheet, database, etc. I just couldn't believe it. But it seems to me that we have been undercut with teaching people, instead of how to think, we've been teaching them how to use specific brand name products. Let me give you an example. So it used to be computer science was creative, and you'd learn how to program, and then you'd write your own programs. Now we're teaching children how to use Microsoft Office. You know, that's considered computer technology, learning how to use the applications of a Microsoft company. That's government combined with corporations, which Mussolini defined as fascism, right? Isn't that what that is?
Well, I consider Microsoft one of our enemies.
I'm
not sure Apple's any better.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think Apple's any better either. And Apple has, I was talking with Kathy over the weekend, Kathy in Ohio, a USA Prepares instructor, and I was explaining something called walled garden, WALLED, space garden. And I was teaching her for a couple minutes about Apple products. And what they have done, Apple has absolutely brilliant. They have walled in their products and their customers, they've walled in their customers with their products. So if you have an Apple phone, you probably want an Apple iPad, and you probably want an iMac computer, and so they can all communicate with each other, but you can't get other products made by other companies to work with them very well, if at all. So they've got a closed system, and it's referred to as walled garden. So if you have Apple, you're all happy in this wonderful garden, but you can't get out of it. You're stuck with Apple. And that's what they've done. And our government has allowed them to do this. That's restraint of trade. And that's what our government has done, allowed this.
Everything the government does is that way. Everything.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, Dr. Shirley, was it any different in the time of Rome? Did the government have that much power compared, you know, that government combined with industry, did they have that much power over the people, or have we gotten ourselves into a box that we flat out can't get out of?
Well, the latter, of course. It's worse than it was in Rome.
So Mrs. Finelli and her son were at the kitchen table, and they were looking at the mail, and they got this letter from Louisville, Kentucky. And they were traveling a couple months ago to visit our daughter, and our son and Mrs. Finelli were traveling, and the road was closed. The normal road, the interstate that they take, was absolutely closed, and they had to go around on a different road. They went on this road, and they couldn't get off of it. You know, traffic was directed to go on this road. They could not get off it, and then there was a toll. So it's like the government of Kentucky or Louisville or both forced people who would be able to drive on a toll-free road, forced them because of road construction and closing the road. They had to drive on this other road that was a toll road. And it was a toll road, but there were no toll booths. No toll booths whatsoever. We got a picture of our truck traveling through at night on this road, and we got the toll fees with a threatening message that if you don't pay it, it'll take certain kinds of actions. I don't remember what they are. But the point is, we are under complete surveillance. There was no flash that took the picture. There was no indication that there was, you know, you're being photographed. They have it. They know where you're going, and I've got proof of it. I've got a picture of our truck. And you can't read the license plate very well on it, but somehow this machinery was able to read the license plate. So everybody that traveled on this road, they didn't single us out. They singled everybody out. They forced you to go on this road, and bang, you get like $10 worth of tolls and threats. Class, it's getting worse. It's getting much worse. Getting on the roads today is taking your lives in your hands because you have no idea. You have no idea what you're in for. There are too many unknown unknowns. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, that's what we're talking about, class. We're talking about how the foundations like Carnegie, how Rockefeller, Ford, etc., they're involved in rewriting history. And you just heard a commercial, which was an absolute lie. And they're trying to rewrite history. And every time I hear it, it makes my blood boil. And they talk about Smokey Colbert. 75 years. Only you can prevent wildfires. That is not true. That's not true. It was Smokey the Bear. Not Smokey Bear. Not Smokey Colbert. It's Smokey the Bear. That's the way it was when I was a child in the 1950s. And it was only you can prevent forest fires. Not only you can prevent wildfires. What happened? They changed that message. They changed the message, and they're lying to you, telling you that the message, they're misleading you, letting you think that the original message for 75 years was only you can prevent wildfires. That's not it. It's only you can prevent forest fires. And that is exactly what happened with the Department of Education. That's exactly what happened in rewriting history. Who did what the wars were about, who started them, those kinds of things. All of history is subject to change. And when you have the internet being the source for your history research, and all you have to do is change history in one location, on one website, it's changed. Whereas if you have books, that's a problem, because they'd have to change all the books, and the books are scattered throughout the world. That's why they don't want you reading books and keeping books, because the words on your books do not change. Dr. Shealy, any comments? Right, right. And we have a library here as well. I need to build another bookcase. I've got the materials for it. I finally got them, and it's going to be another 4 feet wide, 8 feet tall, two of them. And just to house the books that are on the floors in our house. So, let's see. Dr. Shealy, we were talking about, class, if you'd like to call in, you may call in and talk with Dr. Shealy. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Repeat, 866-582-9933. 9933. I've got the call screen up in front of me. Dr. Shilley, one of the things I want to share with you was there was an article about sound therapy, where the sounds, white noise, pink noise, you know, sounds of rustling leaves, the sounds of the wind blowing through the trees, you know, all sounds at equal amplitudes, just playing very gently, relaxing, those kinds of things. Maybe like the sound of the ocean, you know, the waves coming in, very relaxing. And it now has made more of the mainstream news saying that it's therapeutic. You've been talking about these kinds of things for years. Can you share with us your thoughts?
Well, of course, it started with poetry, essentially, and measured training of the nervous system. In my opinion, the first magnificent modern way of training mind is autogenic training. But now I have 68 different exercises for retraining the nervous system, and it helps you detach from those things you cannot change and stop worry warning. Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that. So retrain the nervous system with sounds, and
yes.
Please continue.
Well,
autogenic training.
Autogenic training was detected in 1912 by a German psychiatrist trying to find out what people went through in hypnosis, and in the came up with this formula. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing is free and easy. My abdomen is warm. My forehead is cool. My mind is quiet and still. People who will repeat that for 18 minutes twice a day for 3 months retrain the brain into what I call detachment. Detachment is a state in which you don't worry what play broken records about negativity.
Very good. So you were telling us many years ago about this, and you've repeated it a couple times during our broadcasting together at USA Prepares, about this woman who really had some health problems, and she harbored a intense dislike for her husband. And Can you share the rest of that story, what happened, what she did, and how she regained her health by not carrying around that intense,
ultimately,
ongoing...
She detached from it, and ultimately her husband actually committed suicide. He couldn't stand the pressure of her not being under his control.
Wow. Wow, so he was dominating her, and she couldn't take it, and when she stopped letting him dominate her, he killed himself.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shilley right after...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.